So you're setting off on your summer vacation. You've packed the cooler, backpack, maybe your smartphone with a map app. Some people are not wild about that last item. They say with all but six states banning texting while driving, should phone GPS map apps be banned as well? Last year, the Transportation Department issued voluntary guidelines to car makers for dashboard navigation, and the department is now asking Congress to include the authority to regulate other navigation aids in the new transportation bill. Deborah Hersman is president of the nonprofit National Safety Council. She's former chair of the National Transportation Safety Board, and she's for regulation of apps. Deborah, why?
You know, I don't think anyone wants to go back to the days of having a paper map, but the thing that it's important to understand is many of the vehicle systems, mapping systems in cars, actually have to meet minimum guidelines. It's about how much time you take your attention away from the road, but can't be more than 2 seconds, keeping your eyes off the road, and more than 12 seconds total. And so they're focused on little bites of snatching your attention away from the road. The 2 and 12 might not be actually the safest way to go, but at least it's some standard, whereas we have nothing when it comes to nomadic devices. At the end of the day, you're driving a multi-ton vehicle. Many people are involved in distracted driving accidents. We need to do better.
What's the difference between wrestling with a map, picturing Chevy Chase in some of those vacation movies, you know, and having a smart device in your hand that some people say is even safer?
You know, audio directions that keep people's attention focused on the road can be very helpful. But we've all been in vehicles when you're looking down, trying to see where you are, when the next turn is. At the end of the day, do we want to say it's the Wild West and no one should be looking at this as far as what can go into a vehicle and a driver can use? Or do we want someone to be looking out for the rest of us?
Well, members of the car industry are worried that if they get regulated with their dashboard devices and those same regulations don't apply to handheld, then people are going to use the handheld more than they use the dashboard. But people from the electronics industry, there's a group called Public Knowledge, that's a digital rights advocacy group. They point out that most smartphones can be used by a passenger. They have voice commands. They could be mounted on the dash. But I have to say, we had conversations in the office, and the first reaction from people was, how could I ever drive without my app? But then the more people thought about it, they thought, you know, actually, that is insane. The fumbling that you sometimes end up doing when you really should be concentrating on driving.
That is really the key here. Technology provides a lot of opportunities for risks, as we've discussed, but also opportunities for fantastic solutions. And I know that there is a path forward where people can design things that are more safe. The Department of Transportation is trying to allow some of these systems to be used, but to be used in a more safe way.
And by the way, do you have some suggestions? Would it be about simply making applications move faster or be larger print, those dots that you follow when you're trying to follow yourself, the blue dot, the car, be bigger? What's some of the thinking?
You know, I think the research and the data really needs to drive the improvements. In an airline cockpit, they would have to look at where's the blue dot or, you know, what color is more intuitive for people to understand or how big does the font need to be. They would have to look at that before they could put that in the airplane. But yet we're allowing millions of drivers to go out on the roadways without really testing or evaluating some of this stuff.
That's Deborah Hersman, president of the National Safety Council, former chairwoman of the National Transportation Safety Board. Deborah, thank you.
Thank you.